There are several things about this year's legislative budgeting process Governor Rick Scott doesn't like.
This is an interesting session. I don't know why the politicians in Tallahassee would turn their backs, which they clearly have. They've absolutely turned their backs on their constituents.
The budget passed Monday includes drastic cuts to the state's tourism and economic development agencies. Visit Florida and Enterprise Florida are big priorities for Scott, who calls the agencies big job creators. During a recent stop in Panama City, Scott said whatever his decision on the budget, it will be what's best for all Floridians. That's similar to what he said during past tours criticizing lawmakers around the state.
I will be reviewing the budget. What I have the opportunity to do is I have the opportunity to veto the entire budget, or I can go line by line through the budget. There's 4,000 lines in the budget. Now, this is a budget that was done in secret. We're just learning about what's in the budget. But I will be going through every line.
If Scott vetoes the entire budget, Florida lawmakers could be forced to come back for a special session. Meanwhile, House Speaker Richard Corcoran has said he has the votes to override that decision. But he adds it's more likely the governor will veto lawmaker special projects instead. For WFSU News, I'm Sasha Cordner.